slow worms, eels and newts, in a silent slithering procession, followed as Sunflash negotiated a passage through the wide morass. He followed Smirch, sometimes waist-deep, as the newts skipped carelessly over lily pads, other times gripping the moss-covered limbs of long-submerged tree trunks. It was tough going. At the centre of the swamp, a jutting oak branch stuck up at an angle. As he moved towards it, the badger felt the shifting ooze gripping and sucking at his body. He floundered, tasting the foul mud in his mouth, unable to wipe it from his eyes, as it flopped and splodged with his wild efforts. Smirk's voice rang out from somewhere nearby.
Grab hold of the branch, stripy dog, or you sink!
Summoning his strength, Sunflash made a mighty surge forward, grabbing blindly at where he knew the tree limb to be. There was a moment's cold panic, then he felt his paw grip wood. Looping the cord of his mace handle over a gnarled bear, he pulled himself from the sticky morass. After what seemed an age, his limbs came clear of the swirling, sucking mud. Sunflash clung to the wobbly limb, shaking with exhaustion. It had been a formidable task, pulling his huge bulk from the swamp. Feeling around slowly, he was surprised to find his provision sack still hanging from the old cord that served him as a belt. He dug his paw into the sack and pulled out the flask of dandelion and burdock cordial. Then, biting out the stopper, the badger tilted his head back and poured the fragrant liquid into his mud-blinded eyes until they were free of swamp dirt. Gratefully, he cleared his throat by drinking what was left in the flask. Then he looked up to see Smirch and the band of reptiles who had been following him. The wicked newt was perched on the head of a big eel, obviously the leader. Sunflash tried ignoring them as he reasoned with Smirch.
Come on, be fair. You haven't completed our bargain. Get me out of this swamp. Which way do I go now?
The eels, slow worms and newts remained silent, fixing the badger with a concentrated basilisk glare. Smirch, however, was delighted that he had lured the badger into a trap. He pointed at Sunflash and giggled insanely.
Which way you go now, stripy dog? This year, the deepest part of the swamp. Only one way to go, badger. Down!
Hot rage engulfed Sunflash the mace, and he hurled the empty flask at the sniggering newt. Had his aim been tempered by calmness, the missile would have slain Smirch, but as it was, the flask struck a glancing blow to both the newt and the big eel on whose head he was perched. Smirch flopped senseless on the eel's head, which was now sporting a livid bruise and a rapidly rising bump. The eel reared up, opening its mouth to reveal two rows of greeny-yellow, needle-pointed teeth.
Sink him,
it hissed. The whole mass of reptiles moved backward, and the oak limb began turning on its side. Sunflash threw himself flat, clinging tightly to the branches. To his horror, he saw a thick vine hawser rise clear of the mud. It was attached underneath the oak limb, and the reptiles were pulling on it. The badger was helpless. He hung on to the turning limb, shouting,
"Stop! Stop! What do you want?"
The big eel sank back, and wrapping itself around the hawser, it pulled with the others as it answered,
"Want you sink?"
The awful realization that there was nowhere to go swept over Sunflash. He held onto the tree limb as it was pulled down, turning slowly into the fathomless depths of mud.